For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz, BSU women's basketball team. Back at it tonight against the Dragons from Minnesota State Moorhead, joined by senior Taylor Bray out of Anoka. Taylor, you guys had a great weekend against Minnesota State Mankato. Then you had to sit because of COVID last week. What were the kind of the emotions of the week for you?
We were bummed, but we kind of like knew that this was a possibility. Basically what we've been going off all season is that we have to control what we can control, but then outside factors that we necessarily don't have control of, we just have to roll with the punches and then just focus on the positives and getting back at it.
Do you feel that this team is pretty good at rolling with the punches and getting back after it once you're ready to?
Yeah, I do. I feel so confident in this team. And I'm glad that my senior season, that this is the team that I get to end it with. Not only do we click really well on the court, as was shown this past weekend against Mankato, but just the girls in general are just amazing people off the court, and the friendships and the bonds that we have made so far are just awesome.
Classes are mainly on Zoom. Interviews here are mainly on Zoom. You don't get to hang around with your team a whole lot other than practice and games. Does that make that time even more special to you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's definitely not how I expected this year to go. When I was imagining coming in as a freshman, I imagined being a senior. This is not what I've guessed. But like I said, we just got to make the best of it. And it's really taught me this year, like, how precious the time that you get to spend with people, like how precious it actually is. So it's awesome that it kind of took me up until senior year to realize that. But it's awesome that this is like a lesson that I could learn through basketball too, is just how to appreciate those small things.
That's what college and high school sports is supposed to be about, is learning things that, you know, aren't easy to learn, that will certainly help you once you get into the workforce. How does going through a year like this, your senior year, you've got all this stuff that you want to do once you graduate, how's a year like this going to help you?
It definitely has taught me how to learn better, to adapt to things. I'm a planner. So I like to have things like set and then it will go that way. Everything like has a time frame, everything has a schedule. So this year definitely I have learned a lot, and I've kind of learned to give up a little more control, I think, than I'd probably like. But I think it's really like for me, but then for everybody else on the team, like, we have learned a lot, and it's going to help us later down the road. Not obviously just in basketball, but just in the workforce and just life in general, how to adapt to things that you may not expect.
How has your role changed this year on the court?
On the court? It's my senior year. I just got to go out and be a leader and show the freshmen how like to enjoy the game, but also to work hard at it. I think that's one thing that, through college basketball that I've really learned a lot, is like, obviously it's very serious. Yes. But with COVID and everything, like coach says all the time, we never know when we're going to get shut down. We never know when our last practice is going to be. So it kind of, yes, go out there. You got to work hard and leave everything out on the court, but also to enjoy it while you have the opportunity.
I realize it's only been 1 week playing the Mavericks back-to-back nights, but that's certainly nothing ordinary for basketball, is to play the same team two nights in a row. What did you learn about how you have to defend differently that second day, that other post going up against you doesn't know what you're going to do?
I definitely think, like, personally, I like the ability to come back like the second day. When we played Mankato, like, we lost the first night and then we were able to come back and adapt. And obviously both teams have that opportunity to take things that they noticed from the first game and then apply it to the second time. So like, I like that. And it kind of keeps you on your toes because you kind of have an idea of what to expect. But I mean, both teams will come back the second night and change things up. I think it gives us the opportunity to expand like our ability of things that we can do, because what you use the first night or like what your game plan is the first night, the team is going to switch it up and try to defend that better. So you kind of have to have like a plan B, plan A, plan B. And I really do like that.
Best of luck tonight, Taylor.
Thank you.